It's so bizarre to me how we are headed for such a physical crisis in oil and motor oil, also, you know, lubrication oils, not just fuel oils. But we're being told everything's fine, and because of the paper marketplace, prices are kept artificially low. That situation just got a whole lot worse, and it begs the question, how long can they paper over the energy shock that's coming? Because the Houthis in Yemen just announced that they are shutting down the Bab el-Mandeb Strait for Saudi Arabia, or really that whole passageway through the Red Sea up to the Suez Canal there. You know how Saudi Arabia, because of the geography, Saudi Arabia, they have access to both the Persian Gulf side, and then on the southwest, they have access to the Red Sea. And what the Saudis have been doing because of the war is they've been piping about 6 million barrels per day through their own pipeline across Saudi Arabia to smaller ports located on the southwestern coastline where Saudi Arabia is adjacent to the Red Sea. So they've been able to get quite a lot of oil out that way. Again, about 6 million barrels per day is what I've read. That's substantial. That's about a third, almost a third of what used to sail through the Strait of Hormuz. Well, no more. Those 6 million barrels are toast from this point forward because of what the Houthis just announced. So it means that in addition to all the other shortages that our world is dealing with, now you can subtract 6 million barrels per day off of, you know, the already dire situation where even analysts in the USA are saying that we have 43 days of oil remaining in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. 43 days at the current drawdown rate. And Trump just keeps saying, well, just draw it down, you know, millions of barrels at a time. Just keep drawing it down. And it's going to run out at the current rate in 43 days. So where will that put us? What, about early September? Let's say early September. Yeah. Well before the midterms. And then what will happen to oil prices? Well, you can't paper over it forever, right? Eventually, you need the molecules. And the molecules just aren't going to be there. So we're going to have a fuel spike, a price spike crisis in America that almost nobody sees coming. Almost no one gets this. And it's going to be catastrophic. You're going to see diesel at over $10 a gallon eventually. Not immediately, but, you know, it's over $5 now. It'll go to $6, $7, $8. It'll just keep going. And I remember last year when I was telling everybody, you need to store 500 gallons of diesel. And some people were laughing at me, trying to make fun of me. Storing diesel, that's so stupid. You know, you can just go buy it. Yeah? Well, those people are in tears now because they're paying through the nose for diesel. See, the last time I bought diesel, I paid $2.50 a gallon. That's the diesel I'm using now. I'm still using $2.50 diesel because that's the power of obviously planning ahead, right? You plan ahead, life is easier. But almost all the other mainstream people are just thinking, well, it can't get that bad. You know, or you hear this quote, they wouldn't let that happen. Who's they? And wouldn't, what do you mean they wouldn't let that happen? They are making it happen. In fact, the top interpretation of all of this is that this is on purpose. This is a global famine and an energy shortage that's being engineered on purpose in order to, well, to cause a civilizational reset. So to the people saying, well, they wouldn't let that happen. They are making sure it happens. They are controlling this. They are keeping the war going. They are making sure that there's not enough fertilizer to go around. They are making sure that we're not going to have enough diesel in a couple of months here. So yeah, there's going to be probably fuel rationing. Go figure, fuel rationing. And who do you think will get the fuel? Well, the Pentagon, of course, you know? So they're going to save the diesel and the jet fuel for the military, and they're going to screw everybody else. So the airlines are going to take a massive hit in terms of their revenues. Now, I'm not giving you investment advice, but if I were investing in the stock market, I would be betting against the airlines, big time. I would be betting against the AI companies right now at this point, because the bubble is obviously crazy, but that's a different podcast. Nevertheless, fuel rationing is going to kick in at some level. And what that means is that food prices are going to skyrocket, and everything that is, of course, transported with diesel, which is almost everything. And we are already at a point in this country where people can't afford to eat very often. They can't afford health insurance. They can't afford rent. Add unaffordable fuel to that mix and see what happens. We're approaching sort of a revolution era. People in the streets angry at the, you know, the wealthy, corrupt elite, the technocratic elite, where just a tiny number of people are the billionaires who own everything, while the masses are impoverished and hungry. That leads to revolutions, folks. And that's where this is headed, I predict. And our political leaders in Washington, D.C. are just absolutely deaf to, you know, deaf and blind to the needs of the American people. Trump is totally disconnected from reality. He has no idea. He thinks inflation is going down, or that even grocery prices are going down. And he claims that we are in control of the Strait of Hormuz. He has claimed it dozens of times. Not once has that been accurate. He's been lying every single time. Still lying. We do not control the Strait of Hormuz. In fact, I think over the last few days, 4 ships were set on fire. That doesn't sound like we're in control. The strait is effectively closed. The only ships that make it through are those that are allowed to do so by Iran. So Iran is in control of the Strait of Hormuz, not the United States. The Pentagon is running out of munitions, according to mainstream media reports. More soldiers are being killed, but that's also on purpose, because the Pentagon puts them out there as bait. Here, you know, let's station you in Jordan or Kuwait, where you have no shelter, just like a barracks unit or a military office unit that's not at all bombproof, and just go there. Let's see how many get killed. And then, you know, the Pentagon can call for an escalation of the war. How dare they kill our soldiers? Well, you put them there, you morons. If you don't want them to be killed, bring them home. They're not going to get killed in America, not by Iranian missiles. You put them out there in Kuwait, in Iraq, in Bahrain. I mean, of course they're going to get hit. That's what they're doing on purpose. The Pentagon is doing that on purpose. So bottom line, folks, get ready for the fuel shortages. It's going to get rather severe. And I'll be demonstrating some EV technology, solar charging of electric vehicles. And I finally have some of the math worked out. I'll be filming that soon, just a little pilot demo. So check it out. You can follow my videos at brightvideos.com and my articles at naturalnews.com. So thank you for listening. Take care.
Start your day right with our organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee. Low acid, smooth and bold. Lab-tested and ethically sourced. Taste the difference. Only at healthrangerstore.com.